Hello, I'm Pastor Steve Igo from Cedar Church, located in Jenison, Michigan. I'm glad you joined us to listen to this message. If you would like additional information on Cedar Church, stay tuned after this sermon. This message was recorded at one of our weekly services, and I hope you find it challenging. I invite you to open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. As we read God's word and enjoy a message this evening called The Response of the Shepherds. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 20, I'll read it out loud. You follow along silently and listen closely. This is God's inspired word. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So ends the reading of God's holy word. Let's pause for prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We've heard it read and sang, and now we have read it and we'll hear it preached. We pray, O Lord, that you would teach us more of the gospel, drawing us nearer to Christ, building faith within us. Teach us from the response of the shepherds, we humbly pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So kids, what is a shepherd? A shepherd is a keeper of sheep. Very good. All right, I like that. All right, next trivia question, kids. Who was the first shepherd in the Bible? Adults can join in. It's hard. Abel, yeah. Abel, the son of Adam, was a keeper of sheep. In fact, shepherding was quite the vocation among the patriarchs. All the patriarchs were shepherds. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Moses tended sheep when he was in the wilderness. Shepherding had been a respectable job. But as society advanced and became more developed, by the time of David, shepherding was the job of little brothers. Shepherding was the job of hirelings. Shepherding was the job of slaves. Farming was where it was at. Farming was growing in esteem. In fact, the farmers of Egypt, when the children of Israel came to Egypt, made the Israelites live in the land of Goshen. As Genesis 46 says, shepherds were loathsome in the eyes of the Egyptians. And so in those latter days, shepherds were seen no better than gypsies, no better than vagrants, no better than carnival workers. And the angels appeared to shepherds. What does this teach us? simply this: God welcomes all to his kingdom. Some early converts to the Christian faith were people of royal blood of Caesar's household, but most were not. Listen to 1 Corinthians 1:26 and following. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards, not many influential, not many of noble birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one can boast before God. And so God welcomes all types into his church. This is absolutely no problem for God. It's only a problem for you and me. We think church should look like us. We think church should quack like us. We think church should act like us, but not God. God sent his holy angels to humble shepherds for a purpose, to show that the gospel is for everyone. Every walk of life, every social status, all are welcomed by Jesus into his church, no matter your income, no matter your vocation, no matter your zip code. Let's get used to that, shall we? We're socially proud creatures. This is hard, I know it. And yet if God is to bring renewal and revival and reformation to his church in our generation, we must embrace all those to whom he brings the church. And we read tonight in a special way, there were shepherds abiding in the field. Now notice secondly, verse 15, how the shepherds respond. Look in your Bible or device at 15. Verse 15, it says this: when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said this to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And this is our second point. The shepherds exercise simple faith. Simple faith in Jesus. They trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not on their own understanding. In all their ways, they acknowledge him and he directs their path. Because, dear church, it is by faith you are saved through grace and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest no one should boast, embodied in those shepherds. They exercise simple faith in Jesus. They exercise faith in his tidings of great comfort and joy, faith in the promises of both God and angels, and those today who exercise similar saving faith like these shepherds will find everything like God says. They found it just like God said, just like the angels said. They found the Holy Family. They found Joseph, Mary, and the baby, just as they were told. Simple faith. You know, one thing, dear church, I've noticed, especially as I get older, it's hard to drop what you're doing to follow God. You know, we all get caught up in our lives. We get stuck in a rut. The years roll by and our habits grow. Do you know by the time that the angels appeared to the shepherds that 400 silent years had gone by? 400 silent years when God had not supernaturally spoken to his people, when angels had not supernaturally appeared to God's people, and suddenly out of the blue, God's angels appear. You never know when God will speak. You never know when his spirit will move in an efficacious way. But dear church, when he does, stop what you're doing and listen. Stop and listen. James and John left their boats and their nets when the Lord Jesus said, "Come and follow me." Matthew Levi left the money on the table. He left it to follow Jesus. And these shepherds, as the old hymn says, the shepherds left their sheep, the lambs that follow after. They left the brook, the pasture, and the crook. So, dear church, for heaven's sake, when God speaks, drop what you're doing and follow him. Now, one sign of simple faith, one sign that you are now following Jesus is our final point in the message, and we learn it from the shepherds. You're going to spread the word. That's our final point. The shepherds spread the word. Look at verse 17. When they had seen Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. When you believe, you spread the word. Last week, we spread the word. Wasn't it a joyful time? If you weren't here last week, or if you're not a regular here at Cedar Church, it was our big day. You invited friends and family and grandpas and grandmas, aunts and uncles, cousins, friends, classmates, colleagues, neighbors. We did it by phone, by Facebook, by postcard, by word of mouth. And all of that was doing what the shepherds did 2,000 years later. We spread the word, says the Bible, concerning what had been told us about that child. And all I can say is when God's people go tell it on a mountain, it's a beautiful thing. Verse 18 says this: all who heard what the shepherds said were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. It's amazing when God's people show faith by opening our mouth. It was amazing last week when 200 folks came under our roof. It was amazing when they came to see the cutest little children in America sing up here. You remember that? Oh, they were. It was amazing when they came and enjoyed what the musicians had practiced for months, and even tonight in the cantata. It was amazing when men, women, and children spent hours on Saturday preparing, cooking, cleaning, setting up, then later tearing down. It was amazing at what we videoed and photographed. We laughed and cried. Young and old spread the word about the child Jesus. It's glorious. And that's how it was 2,000 years ago, according to verse 20. It says, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and that they had seen, which were just as they had been told. It's fun to spread the word. It's glorious to bless your friends and family and neighbors, to honor our Savior, to praise and glorify God, I dare say, is always a blessing. And that sums up the shepherds. But does it sum up you? They came from the other side of the tracks. How about you? They exercised simple and immediate faith in Jesus. How about you? They spread the word any way they could. How about you? Anytime God's people come from various walks of life with simple faith of Jesus and spread the word, our text says, causes praise, honor, glory, and amazement. May God grant that glory and amazement even this evening as we spread the word. Let all God's people say, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Christmas story. Thank you for each figure in that story, whether kings or magi are shepherds. We pray, O Lord, no matter what walk of life, that tonight and each day we would exercise immediate faith in Jesus and go tell it on the mountain. And we pray that your kingdom would come and your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that we would marvel at all the Christ child has done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This message was brought to you by Cedar Church, a newer church in Jennison, Michigan, belonging to a historic denomination, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. Our weekly Sunday services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For additional information, or if we can be of assistance to you, please feel free to contact me, Pastor Steve, at 616-669-9151 or at the church website.